if you're not feeling hungry right now, you probably will by the end of the hour today on Travel with Rick Steves. In a bit, the author of A Food Guide to Paris joins us from his home in the countryside of Western France. That's where Andrew Pryor's been putting the French style of eating into practice every day and leading food tours. Andrew takes us beyond the menu du jour into the ways French people typically enjoy their meals throughout the day so that we might bring a touch of Paris into our own homes as well, wherever we may live. And tour guide friends of mine from Spain tell us how food-themed tours have become all the rage in their country. They'll help us eat our way across Spain. Plus, a guide from Oslo shares memories of the tasty cakes and goodies that he grew up with in Norway, the kinds of desserts that Norwegian bakers are starting to prepare for the holidays right about now. Let's start out the hour grabbing a bite or two in the Netherlands. Our guides, Jody van Engelsdorp and Ellen Janzing, live in Holland, the heart of their country, and the home for all things Dutch that we typically associate with it. Jody and Ellen, if we're going to go and explore Holland, we've got all of this wonderful history, we've got all these amazing dikes and these windmills, we've also got an appetite, and we want to have some good food and something good to drink. What would we look for traveling in Holland to eat and drink very, very Dutch?
A true Dutch person eats cheese and drinks milk. We're all about, those products. And that also goes back to the poldering. The Netherlands has all this swampy land. And so being like swampy land, it was very fertile ground under the sea level, but also wet. So not a lot of crops would grow there, but grass could. So grass equals cows. So we had a lot of good grass, good cows, and now good milk. And the best cheese. I mean, there's a lot of great cheese countries, but we have really good cheese. And if you want to experience that, you can go to the cheese markets. There is a cheese market almost every day of the week somewhere in the north of Holland. You just go to one of the cute towns, Edam, Volendam, Alkmaar, maybe towards the south, Gouda. And then you can experience all of that Dutch goodness.
And Gouda is the properly pronounced word, what we say, Gouda, right? For Gouda cheese.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Gouda.
Gouda.
Good.
And you actually drink milk by the glass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never met anybody else in Europe that does that.
That's why we're so tall.
And Ellen, when you think of cheese, I would imagine you've got high standards when you're a Dutch person.
Oh, yes, of course we have.
So what is your favorite cheese? What makes good cheese for you?
Old cheese.
Old cheese.
Has to be old to have it like on its own. When you have it on your bread, it can be a bit more less mature.
Yeah.
But like really old cheese, it's got, even sometimes you can taste the crystals in it. Which is like really, so it has a structure to it, and it has a good, deep flavor.
There is a little bit of crunchiness to good old Dutch cheese.
It's flaky as well. Yeah. It sort of crumbles.
Well, let's just say you're allergic to milk and cheese. And you're going to be traveling in Holland. What are you going to eat? What else is good?
Herring.
Oh, herring. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gezond.
Mm-hmm.
No, lekker.
Very, very. Lekker en gezond.
Lekker en gezond. That's how they advertise it. You see a little cart selling it. It says it's healthy and it's delicious.
A lot of people are a bit wary of it because it's raw fish, but it's been pickled. So it's preserved.
Not really raw.
You would not want to eat a raw herring. No, it's not raw. It's like delicate and very soft. And it's fatty fish, so it's very healthy for you.
If you want to impress your friends or freak them out, you say you ate raw herring. If you want them to eat it with you, you say it's pickled herring.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, you can eat it different ways and so on. But that's one of the things you'll find in the market. And
yes.
Every time, if I think of my favorite towns, I'm thinking of several of them, and they all have beautiful markets if you're there on the right day. Some of them are every day, I think. But it's good to do a little research and find out when's the cheese market, when's the market day, and then be there. That's more important than seeing another church, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
If we went to a market in some beautiful little town without a lot of tourism, what would we find that would be fun?
Oh, I also like stroopwafels.
Stroopwafels, yeah.
Yes. And
stroopwafels are like waffles with syrup that are kind of a sandwich, a syrup sandwich with two little waffles, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's one waffle.
One waffle.
And a waffle, it's just, they have to slice it. So it's a very thin waffle already. And it takes some like talents to slice it right through the middle. And then they put the syrup or the caramel basically inside and then they close it. So it's like, okay. Yeah. And it's great, especially warm from the market is good.
I don't like an old hard stroopwafel. I like a warm new one.
Yeah, fresh ones.
I don't know if I've broken my tooth on anything in my life except for an old hard stroopwafel.
Oh no!
Well, when you have an old stroopwafel, you can put it on top of a cup of coffee or tea to soften it up.
Very
nice. But
then
the cookie becomes a bit so, but the inside becomes softer then.
Well, yeah. Ideally, go to the market and buy it fresh.
Yes, do that.
Very nice.
For sure.
Okay, stroopwafel. That's a good thing. What else might we find in the market? Flowers. You know, I've never bought flowers to make my hotel room nicer except in the Netherlands.
Oh, wow.
I just love that. You know, it costs you $5 or $10 and you put it in your room and you just feel, aren't I good? I've got a bouquet of Dutch flowers right here in my hotel room.
Very Dutch. We always have flowers in our house.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
It's very good. Yeah. Maybe sometimes you find some Dutch souvenir things like clogs
or like wooden shoes. Yeah.
Sheep. Rugs or those kind of things. Yeah.
Okay, but there must be more food than stroopwafels and cheese.
Yeah, Beaufortjes.
Okay. Oh, that's another. You got a sweet tooth.
Oh yes.
Those little donuts.
Yeah, the little small Dutch pancakes.
And bitterballen.
Oh, bitterballen. Yeah.
What's bitterballen?
Bitterballen are our favorite savory snack when we have a drink. They're not bitter at all. It's not bitter at all. It used to go with a drink that was called orange bitter. So that's why they have them. But it's like a meat ragout, or now you have vegetarian options as well. And they're just rolled into a ball and then they're breaded and they're deep fried. And you have them with mustard.
That sounds really good.
With your beer.
Yeah. With your beer. Our Dutch tour guide friends are bringing us a taste of Holland right now on Travel with Rick Steves. Ellen Janzing specializes in tour guiding in both the Low Countries and Great Britain and also works as a translator and linguist. Jodie van Engelsdorp guides from her home base in Haarlem in the heart of Holland. We have online links to our guests with this week's show at ricksteves.com/radio. And one thing I stumbled onto when I was just exploring around in Holland was these little fried bits of fish. I think it was called
kibbeling.
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 Yes.
I felt so excited. I discovered kibbeling. What
it's
is that?
Good,
Tell us about kibbeling.
Well, it's a bit like fish and chips that the Brits have, but it's different in that sense that it's smaller pieces.
Yeah.
And it's fresh cod.
Yeah.
And then smaller pieces, just a bit of a, you know, not exactly cut right. It's just a messy bit.
It's a snack that you just feel like you're half seagull when you're eating it.
Yeah,
it's just
and again, they're sort of in a dough, not particularly breaded like crusty, but in a dough and deep fried. And so they're piping hot.
Yeah.
And then you get a sauce with it, which is like a ravigot sauce or another type of sauce with sometimes pickles in it. And you have the sauce with it.
So the point is you could find yourself in a market in Hoorn or in Alkmaar or in Edam, and you could have your cheese. You could sample it. You could have the crunchy cheese, which would be older. You could have herring, gazelle und lecker, delicious and healthy.
Yes.
You could have your kibbeling, you call it?
Kibbeling,
yes.
Kibbeling. You could have your stroopwafels.
Yeah, and because we have such a big history in colonizing the world, we also always find Indonesian stands and then or another Asian stand where they sell spring rolls. So if you want a fresh spring roll, that's all used to be my go-to snack.
A spring roll. And my go-to snack would be, or my go-to meal would be Indonesian in Holland.
Yeah.
I mean, the Dutch colonized Indonesia and you called it the Spice Islands, didn't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because it was all spicy stuff. Bring it home.
Yes.
And then you celebrate it with that, what's it called? A rice top table.
Rice tafel. Yeah.
Rice tafel. And it's just a pile of rice with all sorts of spicy sides. And it's a great meal.
Yes. It's perfect.
It's a bit extravagant because it's the history of it is that the Dutch were in Indonesia and then they would have visitors over and they wanted to present this culture of good food. So they would lay out everything they had, like chicken and pork and rice and noodles and everything. Of course, the Indonesians would never eat it like that. It was just the colonizing people that were doing it like that. And that has evolved in this rice tafel, which is an experience in itself because you get so many different dishes all at once.
It's great. And if you don't want to go that extravagant, you can get mini versions of it, a bami goreng, nasi goreng, and so on.
Yeah.
I cook that at home.
Yeah.
Bami and nasi. Yeah.
But you could go to the marketplace and put yourself a
small snack. Yeah.
Or you could just put a whole fancy picnic with all sorts of different Dutch taste treats.
Yeah. A finish with licorice.
Finish with licorice.
Yeah. I think so.
I thought you were going to do another tongue twister.
Drop.
Finish with licorice. Yeah. So licorice is a big deal.
Yes. Yeah. It's very Dutch as well.
Nice.
And we always have like these candy stands as well.
I had licorice at the Open Air Folk Museum in Arnhem.
Oh, nice.
Because they had all these little shops selling old-fashioned candies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love that. You've got Open Air Folk Museums in the Netherlands. There's one in Arnhem and there's one up in the north.
Enkhuizen.
Enkhuizen, yeah, yep. Enkhuizen.
Yep.
And there you get culture on a lazy Susan. It's all right there.
Yep. Yeah, and Enkhuizen is mainly, because it's in North Holland, is mainly about this lost culture of fishery villages, yeah. Because they created this freshwater lake instead of the Southern Sea. Yeah. And it's all about the gone by fishery villages and their traditions and their culture.
And there's people that are living this. They're like role playing. And I just had a wonderful visit up in Enkhuizen. That's the top end of the peninsula above Amsterdam. What a delight. Thank you guys for joining us. Again, we've been talking about the cultural and the natural wonders of Holland as opposed to the Netherlands. And our guides have been Ellen Janzing and Jody van Engelsdorp. Dank u wel.
Dank u wel. Alsjeblieft.
Alsjeblieft.
Food traditions of France and Spain are just ahead as we stoke our appetites together today on Travel with Rick Steves. Sometimes our listeners send us a haiku poem they've written as souvenirs of their travels. Here's a few we thought you might enjoy.
Krista Sadler from Flagstaff, Arizona, sends us this haiku about the art of good living she found at lunchtime. Square table lunch spread, like artwork, but so tasty. Smoked salmon, divine. Tony Scanio of Irving, Texas, noticed a repeating theme while visiting Sicily. Land of my father, prickly pear are everywhere. Roca Palumba. Teresa Jansen from Port Townsend, Washington, remembers the delights of dinner time in Scandinavia and Germany. Smoked salmon and eel, dark rye bread, brunost and kohl. Raise the vodka. Skål! Plump sausages lull, or steamy taters and kohl. Pour the Riesling. Prost!